Tactics, The Art and Science of Success, author Edward D. Bono. We all have an idea of what the success means, but a precise definition is impossible. Which is more successful, a man who has made millions but is unhappy and unsatisfied, or an unnoticed person who has led a happy life? Styles of success. What is style? It's a cluster of elements and actions which form a distinct pattern. There is very wide variety of styles among the people who are considered as successful. 1. Creative style. Let's look at the way Alex Kroll, president of the world's largest advertising agency, gets the best out of his creative team. He can make up games better than anybody else. It can be a new game or a variation of some other games. But his game is different, as it has goals and enough handicaps. It means that he can reduce a complex commercial situation, an advertising strategy for X product, to a game, and produce a shift in attitude. Now, by making it a game, a little bit of a game, here's the object. Here are the people we're talking to. Here's what they believe now. Here's what we want them to believe about this product, and here's the reality. You begin to catch the enthusiasm of the stuff, for it as a play. 2. Management style. In 1982, Sir Terence Conran, designer businessman, chairman of Habitat and Mothercare, bought 70 stores of a chain of women's fashion shops called Next. He expanded it to 100 shops and transformed the business into a great success. He claims now that the idea was very simple, that the market was there already. 25 to 40-year-olds want reasonably fashionable clothes at a price competitive with, say, Marks and Spencer. Clearly, if that was the whole answer, then other people would have made the apparently simple equation work. They didn't, says Conran, because they didn't do it with conviction. That is the difference. 3. Entrepreneurial style. The inventive entrepreneur Sir Clive Sinclair acknowledges that he lacks such management style. His success is due to his ability to think up new ideas. He acknowledges, both the success and the failings of the company are due to my personality. We do a good job in thinking up new ideas and marketing them effectively. There is often as much creativity needed in the marketing of a new concept as a new product itself. Often you cannot sell a new idea in the same way you can sell a conventional one, but then the failings of the company are again related to my personality, because I'm not a manager either, by inclination or by training. I'm a fairly reserved person in some ways, so I find it very difficult to cope with hundreds of people. I try to avoid general management as far as possible. Tactics. 1. If you want to be successful, then there are two attitudes. The first is the passive attitude, which tells you that there is nothing you can do except wait for luck or pray for the right talent. The second is the positive attitude, which tells you there are things that you can do that will make a difference. 2. The positive attitude toward luck is to be ready for it, to spot it, to make maximum use of it. 3. Knowing what you want to do, determination and persistence are important. 4. Make the most of your talent and do not expect it to be enough by itself. 5. It is comforting to know that there are many styles of success. 6. Build up the strong points of your style and be aware of any deficiency in it. 7. Use your style as a way of making decisions, plans, and choices. How far is success within our control? How good have you been at choosing your parents? Is it still possible for you to be successful if you've been rather careless at parent choice? Is success born or is it trained? Early environment. Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed, and my own special world to bring them up in, and I will guarantee to take anyone at random and train him to become any type of specialist I might select. Doctor, lawyer, artist, merchant chief, and yes, even beggar man and thief. Regardless of his talents, penchant, dependencies, abilities, vocations, and the race of his ancestors, Born to Succeed. The genetic view starts out at what seems to be the opposite pole to the behaviorist view. It holds that our behavior patterns are just as much inherited as color of eyes or shape of nose. In the end, these inherited behavior patterns will determine our behavior. Expectation. Success in business seems to depend much less on native talent and a lot more on thinking and personality factors. Certain success in business often seems to be spurred by a desire to make things happen. Have you noticed that there are times when a successful person seems to have a set of concepts that are different? In a way, they are expectations that affect the behavior of that person. Self-knowledge. We take it for granted that knowledge is a good thing, so the more knowledge we have, the better it must be. Surely that must apply to ourselves. So many philosophers and gurus have said, "Know thyself first." Analysis is the best tool of knowledge, so self-knowledge must involve self-analysis. Tactics. 1. Move to an environment which is success-oriented. 2. Trying to be someone else won't work, and it will ruin your own natural style. 3. Important lessons and strategies can be learned from the behavior of others and then incorporated into your own style. 4. Acting out a deliberate role in certain circumstances and for a limited time can be a useful strategy. 5. There is nothing wrong with artificial training provided it is pursued to the point where it becomes natural. 6. Some aspects of man are improved by digging deeper into the inner self, but other aspects are improved by moving in the opposite direction, towards role models and manners. 7. Don't wait for the right place and timing to happen to you, but be sensitive to place and timing. Risk-taking. Are successful people risk-takers? Risk-taking and gambling are quite different. This is made very clear by the attitudes of successful people towards risk. We tend to feel that successful people must have taken risks. They do not always see it that way. Anyone who takes an initiative or pursues an opportunity is taking some sort of risk. At the beginning of their enterprises, many successful people have given up a secure job or mortgaged their house in order to start on their own. Clearly, these are risks which many people would regard as unacceptable. Do those who take such risks actually consider them as risks, or are they so sure of the value of their ideas that to them, the risk element is slight? The proper place for tactics. Consider two announcements made to passengers waiting for departure. The first, we regret to inform you that because there will be a delay about 5 minutes in your departure. And the alternative, we are pleased to tell you that there will be no more than 5 minutes delay in your departure, which is due to, in the first example, the passengers do not know what is going to follow the "we regret to inform you." It could mean a long delay. In the second case, the minor delay is immediately announced as such. In doing anything, there is rarely a neutral position. Something is done in a good way or a bad way. Tactics can be the art of doing something in the best way, from the point of view of the person operating the strategy, taking into consideration other parties.